This is CPR News. I'm Larry McLaughlin. Moments ago, a ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court was received declaring that Donald Trump is eligible to participate in Colorado's presidential primary. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the decision of Colorado's Supreme Court affirming Trump's eligibility for the state's primary election, set for tomorrow on Super Tuesday. Residents along the Front Range enjoyed the warmth of this past weekend, but the pleasant weather is set to shift. Bernie Mayer of the National Weather Service warns of sub-freezing temperatures making a comeback this week, cautioning against premature gardening.
I have a garden and I don't plant any peppers, tomatoes, usually Mother's Day or even after that.
The Metro Denver area and the Front Range may see more snow this week, but as spring approaches, Colorado's pollinators will awaken. Despite the rich variety of butterflies and bees in the state, a recent study highlighted a concerning decline in certain species. Lead scientist Adrian Carper stressed the urgent need for Colorado to protect these vital insects before it's too late.
One of the big issues around pollinator conservation is that in many states, pollinators aren't actually considered wildlife.
A proposed legislation seeks to change this by classifying pollinators as wildlife and providing funding for endangered species conservation. Marking its 25th anniversary, the Invest in Kids Janathon, Colorado's longstanding ski and snowboard fundraising event, continues its mission to support underprivileged children and families. Held at Winter Park and Mary Jane, participants gather sponsorships to hit the slopes. CEO Lisa Hill recalls its humble beginnings with 16 participants conquering the 16 toughest bump runs, raising $10,000.
They were so jazzed at how successful their endeavor was that they just continued to grow it.
Since then, the event has flourished, attracting 4,700 participants and raising $2.4 million. More updates coming soon on the Supreme Court ruling confirming Donald Trump's eligibility to join the presidential primary in Colorado.